The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me now for three stocks or three charts in 3 minutes. Ish is the Duchess of the Chart, the Lady of the Technical Stage, Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
I am. Hello.
Okay, so what's happening in the world of trading? What's hot? What's not?
Do you know, this is a very quiet week, you know. Jewish holiday to start the week, Christian holiday to end the week, kids on holiday, low liquidity. It's just one of those weeks, and it's quite often, especially if this is a bullish month, then this week will be a bit of a setback week for stock indexes. So don't get all hugely bearish and pile in. I think it's just one of those weeks.
Yeah, do you know what? I found it quite boring this week. Really just sitting there thinking, this is boring. I know. So anyway, let's try and find some interesting stocks amongst that. So first and foremost, Asia Met Resources released some drill results today. Good drill, continuation of their copper there at BKM, and also extending that out further. So it looks like the resource is getting bigger and bigger with good grades. So Arse, what do you think, Nick? Tell me about Arse.
Arse. I like Arse, but
yeah, me too.
I think there's a danger. Okay, so the level that we bounced off at the end of March, down at 3.77, is the 50% retracement of the all-time high to lows, so 2016 high to 2017 low. It's a 50% retracement of this recent rally from the start of January. So it's a really big pivot level and a great place to bounce off. And if you look at it, bigger picture, if you look, that you see that the decline from the February was really choppy and overlapping, and then when we hit that 50% retracement, it was really an impulsive rally. So I think that we're going to see a pullback of that rally, perhaps a little bit lower. We might come back as low as 4.14, and then we should continue higher.
Okay.
And I think this one continues to new highs. My first target would be 6.4 and then 7.2.
Nice. So, okay, it's a very popular stock, so I know a lot of people will be happy with that, Nick, and
it's maybe a little dip first, but bigger picture is very positive.
Yeah, so a lot of people will be liking that, your analysis of the arse there. Okay, so next one, Sirius Petroleum. Are you serious? Yes. SRSP is the ticker there, and they've just announced a new, I think it was COO, a guy with good standing. And so what do you think about Sirius on the chart then?
Do you know, when you zoom out and look at this one, what it's done since 2015, really nice bottoming action in this stock. And then a really nice sharp rally to start the year, which we've retraced. We've retraced to the 618 of the entire rally from the 2016 low. And we should, from here, rally at least back to that big round number one. I've actually got 1.02. You know, the only thing that concerns me that we might not have seen a bottom, even though we've seen a beautiful sort of 1 month long, you know, inverted head and shoulders, really nice rounding bottom. The only thing that concerns me is the ABCD measured move correction from that start of the year high was a little bit lower at 0.666. Like, that was where I marked on this chart that I'd like to buy it if it came back to. And the 200-day moving average is a little bit lower. That's down there at 0.6 as well. So although everything says we're going higher from here, that beautiful rounding bottom, the RSI climbing and going through 50, I still think that there's a risk that we see one more push lower before we go higher and bottom and continue up. And then when we do, you know, this one really is going to rock and roll. Obviously, there's big round resistance at one, but then I think we see a marginally high, because 1.6 would be my first target, and then 2.47.
Yeah, okay. And then last one, I think it's an interesting chart. Have we seen a bottom here? It's WSG, Westminster Group. They've got some convertible loan notes hanging over the share price, but they'll get through those. And they've got this massive contract, the India Security and all that stuff. They do it. They've got a lot of divisions, about seven divisions in this company. Too many, really, to focus on. But One of the contracts they're negotiating at the moment is a Middle Eastern contract worth about 35 million revenue a year, I think it was saying. So they've got potential there, and they're going towards break-even this year, they say, hopefully. So obviously the only thing that's hanging over them, really, are these convertible loan notes. But look at the share price. It's just bumped along that 10 pence level. And today, I think it hit about 12 pence. What do you reckon, Nick? Is this the bottom here?
Yeah, 10 pence is a good level, isn't it? You know, tagged it every day for a week and then moved higher. For the first time, you know, in a couple of weeks, we've closed above the 20-day moving average. That's the first positive sign. And if we look at the price action since the start of January, it's a sort of declining wedge. We can draw a trend line with four touches from that January high, and we've broken above it. But the problem is going to be the 50-day moving average and that December low, and that comes in at 12.96. If we close above that, then yes, we're going to go to the 200-day moving average next, and 20.
So, wow. Okay. Well, yes. So I did buy a bit of stock in this last week at about 10 pence, just a little above, a smidge above 10.
If you put a 50-day moving average on this stock, you'll see it really does react to it.
Yeah, it does,
so 2016, you know, it tags all the highs and lows. So, and that was what capped us when we had a go at the beginning of March and when we had a go on the 30th of December.
Yeah.
So if we can close above the 50-day moving average, that will really get people interested.
Yeah, so we're saying 12.6, that is it? 12.5, is it? Yeah, 12.6, yeah. So it gets above that. Cool. All right, Nick, well, listen, send me the charts and I'll put them on the company pages there at Vox and also at the blog, which is voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Hey, she's on it. Daggone it. All right. Cheers, Nick.
Okay. Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.